ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। बिफोर वी स्टार्ट द फ्रीक्वेंसीज फॉर डिफरेंट लैंग्वेजेस, रशियन 105, रशियन 105, थाई 97, वियतनामीज 96, Spanish 91, Portuguese 100, Tamil 102, French 106. So everything is set? Everyone is okay? Translation? Thank you. After celebrating beautiful meeting, great meeting with Avyak Bapta the last night, what sound emerges from your heart? Wah Baba, Wah Drama, and Wah My Fortune. Is that right? It is a great fortune of this soul that we were able to celebrate meeting with the Highest on High and receive the blessings of being immortal, which means let this meeting be constant. Another meaning of immortal is constant, exist forever, eternal. You know, sometimes we wonder, do we love Baba more or Baba loves us more? Is there anyone who say, I love Baba more than Baba loves me? Is there anyone? No one. It's true, but why do we say that Baba loves us more than we love him? We also love him, definitely. But he loves us more. There are two reasons. Who found you? Did you find Baba or Baba found you? How many of you feel Baba found you? Raise your hand. See, the whole gathering. We couldn't find Baba. We were searching for him since we got separated, at least from the corporate. And he was also searching for us. It's mutual. But we couldn't find him. He loved us so much, even in the path of bhakti, that at this time of the confluence age, he could exactly trace me where I was and picked me out of millions of souls. Is this not his love? There were many souls in the world. But why did Baba pick me, made me belong to him? His love. You know, when you love someone, you miss them, isn't it? So Baba was missing us since we got separated from the soul world. And we were missing him from the corporate. But we were searching for him in the wrong place. But he found me. So that is one reason we can say that He loves us more than we love Him. Right? And secondly, why Baba loves us more than we love Him? Because He doesn't have anyone except me. Is there anybody else? It's only us, His children. For us, we got many, many people to love. Uncle, maternal uncle, paternal uncle, so many relationships. So before coming to Baba, our heart was broken into pieces. We were distributing a piece of heart to different souls. But Baba has only us to love. So His love is all for us. You know, all for us. But of course, you know, Baba also said, even though Baba loves all of us, there is number wise. Not that He gives love number wise. He gives His love. God is love. His love is equal for everyone. We become number wise in receiving that love. He doesn't give number wise, but we become number wise in receiving. Why? Because we have not yet connected all relationships with Baba. Right? When we talk about all relationships, at least you can think about 8 main relationships, which includes all. Father, mother, teacher, Satguru, friend, beloved, brother and child. So if I have connected all relationships with Baba, my mind and intellect cannot be pulled anywhere else. So when I have all relationships with Baba, which means when I have unadulterated love for Baba, exclusive love for Baba, then I can say I have fallen in love with Baba. It's different, you know, to love Baba to falling in love. Yesterday Baba had fallen in love with us. Is that right? Did you feel that He doesn't want to go also? No, he could not separate from us. He, every now and then He was looking at us and then waving all the time. So He has fallen in love with the soul. But we also need to look at ourselves. Not just love Baba, become happy hearing the word Baba loves me, but I have to fall in love. That means exclusive love for Baba. And to have that exclusive love, I need to have, you know, unadulterated love. Love for one. Unadulterated. So my mind and intellect will not be pulled elsewhere. So this is why, you know, when we think about remembrance, there are 3 types of remembrance. Of course, we cannot forget Baba. We love Him. Can you forget Baba? Can anyone forget Baba? We love Him. We can't forget Him. But do we remember Baba constantly? No. Why? We don't forget Him, but we don't remember Him constantly also. So what is the reason? We have love, but we are not merged in love. Not love lean. We love, but not lean. So that means there is some relationship, some attainments that is missing. We are not taking from Baba. Why we are not taking from Baba? Because we still expect that from the physical relationships. So before you go from Madhuban this time, check yourself thoroughly. Because you know, Brahmin is a life, it is not a job. So life is for all time. It's life is relationship. So I just need to look at myself really thoroughly. So have I made Baba all relationships and am I experiencing all attainments? Then the word number wise will disappear. It will become number one in taking love. So I need to little bit think about it, how to come in front numbers in having love for Baba. You know, how to experience the stage where I am lost in love. I don't have to say, but my eyes, my face, my behavior, everything reveal clearly to others that she is in love. You know, when you are in love with somebody physically, you don't tell people. What do? You show through your eyes, your behavior, and you talk about them all the time. Other people will catch you. Ah, this person is in love with this person. So why not people understand that we are in love with God? We are God people. We have to tell them, but they cannot feel it. You know, yesterday we were feeling. It was not a Murli actually. It was actually an experience. You know, we hear God is love. God was there, giving love, demonstrating His quality of love, pouring love. Ocean had come, bathing us in the waves of love. Did you all bathe very well? Or you just take one drop? So, you know, the feeling now is, we have got so much from Baba. So now, the sign of love is to give the return. Just being the embodiment. Embodiment of love. Now what it means to be embodiment of love? Being of love. Just have this awareness. You don't have to even think I have to give love to somebody, I have to love myself, no. Just have this awareness, I am a being of love. So this awareness will help you to receive love from Baba and others will receive the love that you have received from Baba. I just have to be, that's all. But in order to keep that awareness constantly, I also need to understand. You know, it was a unspoken language. Baba spoke few words, but there were many things that Baba spoke through. Expression on the face, you know, silence through drishti. So I must have caught that love that Baba was giving in those timings. To feel that I am being really loved by God. So how do I know? Because it is not like in a physical world, when somebody loves you, they will come and tell you, they will give you a gift, they will do many things, you know. But what makes the soul feel as soon as we come to Baba? Baba loves me. Anybody? How do you know Baba loves you? You know, without even speaking, Baba's drishti tells us, Baba's expression on the face. So what makes us feel that? Think about your own experience, first time when you feel, I am loved by God. You know, we were all feeling before we want to belong to someone. We were longing to belong. So the first feeling the soul gets as a sign of receiving God's love is the feeling of belonging. You know? Just like when a child is born, the child knows that I belong to this mother through vibrations. Yeah? If anybody else will touch the baby, it will cry. So we just got that feeling of belonging. Even though we had physical parents, even though we had physical relationship, it was all just very selfish. It was all just very superficial. But the real love that we receive from Baba, the moment we get the feeling of belonging. And the feeling of belonging also makes us feel, I'm accepted. You know, yesterday, Baba was saying even the last bead of the rosary, Baba likes. Yeah? Because Baba accepts the soul without questioning. That's love. You know, when we came to Baba, we were not pure souls. We were not, you know, we had committed so many mistakes, sins, whatever. So, but still what God did, He accepted me as I am. So that's another proof of love. So love is acceptance. You know, love is understanding. No, Baba has, even though I have not seen Baba, Baba has been watching me from the time I left Parandam to play my part, come to play my part on the drama stage. So He knows my 84 births. So understanding what I have gone through, what I have done. So that is love, understanding. So no question. And also what is love is forgiveness. You know, when you love someone, you don't go and ask them to forgive you. When you are in their presence, you get the feeling you are forgiven. So what is forgiving means here is giving. You know, this is what Baba did. That is how we know He really loves. He did not look at our past mistakes. He did not look at the insult we gave Him in the bhakti. Whatever we did, everything is merged. He looked at me in my original stage as a being of love. So these feelings, you know, how you receive love through vibrations and feelings. Just like a baby when it is born, how it receives love from the mother. It's just through feelings and vibrations. So this is what Baba was really giving us the experience yesterday, that he really genuinely loves each and every one of us. So it is the love from the heart. You know, God's love goes straight into the heart, because God is truth and God is love. So it is there for me to receive. So this is why I need to prepare myself, open my heart to receive. Open my heart to receive. You know, sometimes some soul's heart is closed up. Even though Baba is giving love, sinners are giving love, they don't feel it. Because we still keep certain things of the past, certain things of, that happened in our relationship, so the blocks the love. So Baba actually, constantly giving. So I need to actually open my heart to receive. And that is why I need to check myself, have I made Baba my world? Do I live in Baba's world? To say in words is easy. Mera to ek Shiv Baba, dusra na koi. Mine is only one Shiv Baba, none other. But is it really one Baba and none other? Just like Baba was saying, Baba is in your heart and, Baba is in your heart and you are in Baba's heart. So what it means actually, it's not the physical heart. That means Baba won your heart. He conquered your heart. So now it is for me to conquer Baba's heart. To make Baba sit in my heart means what? To understand what expectations or what hopes Baba has in me and fulfill those hopes. It is like conquering Baba's heart. Winning Baba's heart. You feel like you are seated on Baba's heart. Because Baba has conquered our heart. How? He has fulfilled all the desires in our heart. Even if he has not fulfilled, if I have genuine desire, it will be. That's why there is a saying in Hindi, in God's home there can be delay, but there is no darkness. In Hindi they say, Bhagwan ki ghar mein der hai, andhere nahi. If it is a genuine hope, desire, it will be fulfilled. So when Baba was saying, Baba says, my children, my child, so I say, my Baba. So what does the word my represent actually? Whom do you say, this is mine? When you have attachment, when you have attachment with someone, you use the word mine. But not that kind of attachment. So it is deep, deep love for Baba. There is exclusive love. Just like in the path of bhakti, devotee Meera is very famous. She is considered to be one of the jewel among the devotees, in the rosary of devotees. Why? Because she had only Krishna and nobody in her heart. Whether singing, walking, talking, doing anything, she will only see that image. So what Baba meant is, it is not like I have to sing physically the song, my Baba, wa Baba, but it is the state of mind, that what it means to me when I say my Baba, which means the mine of all treasures is mine. So I got everything that I wanted. I don't need anything else. So where can my mind and intellect go? You know, when you got whatever you wanted, so the mind and intellect are quiet. So I just need to look at myself, how I can make my numbers. Even though we are all making effort, even though Baba praised yesterday, all of us are making good effort, and Baba is pleased with the effort, especially with the double foreigners. But still Baba said, use the word number wise. Which means that there is still some difference in the effort that we are making. So how to erase the difference so that we can all be number one? So that is where I need to check myself. You know, what is the quality of my love for Baba? Out of love, you know, what a person does, even in the worldly life, you know, they are prepared to sacrifice themselves. Even out of patriotism, people die in the war. So how much love I have for Baba that I am prepared to sacrifice myself. You know, the other day we were talking to Dadi Gulzar. We were asking her, you know, how come when Dadis, you know, go to any place, the moment they enter the place, the whole atmosphere changes. People begin to feel the vibrations of love and power without even speaking any word. You know, how can we make people have that kind of experience? So Dadi was saying only one point, very beautiful. So Dadi said, you know, Dadis from the beginning have so much love for Baba, so much love, that when Baba says something, they will do it immediately. Instantly. So much love that there is not even 1 second thought, you know, to do it or not or whatever. That intense, that deep, deep love for Baba has gone into every vein. You know, every particle of the body. And so that is why when they come, even physically also the vibrations changes. So each one of us now, you know, have to become what you call an incarnation of love. No? Embodiment of love. So that others can feel the love, the vibrations in our presence. So somebody was asking me, you know, how to develop that kind of deep, deep, intense love for Baba. What can we keep attention to? Of course, we listen to the Murli, we follow Srimad, we follow all the Maryadas. That is necessary. But apart from that, I just wanted to share with you 4 things. You know, first of all, if I really want to intensify, deepen my love for Baba, I need to learn to admire, you know, Baba's beauty. Because even in the worldly life, it's beauty that attracts people to fall in love. Whether it is nature, whether it is objects, whether it is human beings, it's beauty. That's why they say a thing of beauty is joy forever. So let me begin to fall in love with Baba just looking at Baba's beauty. So how do you describe Baba's beauty? How do you describe? In three words in Hindi. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. God is beautiful because He is truth and He is benevolent. So the more I begin to admire Baba's beauty, the more naturally I move towards Baba. My heart is inclined towards Baba. And secondly, what makes someone fall in love, being of love, is actually the relationships. You know, today we have one relationship with somebody and we remember them so much, even after they die, we don't forget them. So much love for that soul. So just imagine, that is perishable relationship. So Baba is eternal. Even though in golden age we don't remember Him, but still there is that subtle sustenance that we have received from the confluence ages with us. So He is eternal and all relationships. You can just take one by one and go deep into it. Not just saying intellectually, you are my mother, you are my father, not like that. To have relationship means to fulfill my responsibility to that relationship. Then only you feel, both will feel, we are being loved. Not just like, for example, a child has certain responsibility to the mother. And mother has certain responsibility to the child. So to love means to fulfill that responsibility. You know? So I need to understand, what is my responsibility to Baba as a mother? What is my responsibility to Baba as a teacher, my teacher? What is my responsibility to Baba as my friend? Baba is fulfilling that relationship with me, no doubt. But I also have to respond equally. So then you feel the intensity of love, you know. So that is relationship. And third is actually what attracts and makes a soul to love is the qualities, the virtues. No, sometimes there are people in the world who are not related to us, who may not be beautiful also, but they have some good qualities. And that is what makes me attract towards them, fall in love. Nature, you know. So look at Baba's qualities. It is not just like a river or a pond, it is ocean, source. So when I begin to look at remembrance as going deep into the ocean of each virtue of Baba, admire Baba's virtues. You know, when somebody has good qualities, you start sitting and admiring their qualities. Oh, this one is so good, so sweet, so calm. So while describing, it is as if you are invoking that quality into your life also. So the more I admire, the more I connect myself with Baba in the form of qualities, that also makes my love more intense. But the last one, which is very important, to immerse that feelings of love constantly, is an attitude of gratitude. Very important. I remember once one sister told me, "Sister, I don't know, I have lost Baba online these days. I can't get Baba online. I sit in meditation, I don't feel anything blank. You know, just like on computer, when you don't get somebody online, how you feel? So that sister was a bit desperate. I can't get Baba online. I have lost Baba. How to get back that feeling? What can I do? So I suggested just to her that every night for 7 days, you write a letter of gratitude for Baba before you sleep. Just make that effort. You know, sit and write a letter of gratitude. And she did it. By the 5th day already, she got back Baba online. She was so happy, you know. Sudadi, she said, "Sister, I got Baba online today, you know, it was so beautiful." So actually what emerges, that love, you know, it's not Baba is not giving, but the blockages opens up. So that attitude of gratitude will emerge that love for Baba, and you find that your heart is filled. Your heart is filled. It is not that, you know, some souls say, oh, when you have love for Baba, you start crying. Dadis have so much love for Baba. Have you ever seen dadis crying in meditation? Yes, there are pearls of love. Their eyes are looking like mirror. There are pearls there, but it doesn't drop. It got merged. It is so deep that they swallow it. But from the whole expression, that's why yesterday Baba was saying, he is seeing cheerful faces, sparkling faces, because each one of us had that face yesterday. Yeah, because we were totally lost. We were totally lost in the experience that Baba was giving us, you know. So he could see the love coming out from our eyes, from our face. So what it means actually, it is not that I have to cry, you know, I have to start having tears, but the drops are called pearls of love. You know, so I need to have that attitude of gratitude all the time within my heart. So these four things, so in case if you feel, you know, sometimes your heart gets dry, your remembrance becomes very intellectual, and you just can't get Baba, you know, you can't get that what you call that boost in remembrance, that boost impulse, try this method. You know, start admiring Baba's beauty, start admiring the relationships, fulfilling the relationships with Baba. Take each virtue, each quality, dive deep into it. You will see, you get back that connection. It is there, but it is lost because sometimes we take it for granted. So what I was thinking was, our remembrance, our quality of remembrance should be, what kind of quality? Troublesome remembrance. I remember Baba, Baba remembers me, that is not anything great. Yeah? But the greatness is when I remember Baba so much, that Baba remembers me. Right? So that is a competition. Who will remember Baba so much that Baba will remember them? Of course, in the path of bhakti, he remembered me. That is why he found me. Right? And now, after becoming Baba's children, we need to have the race of remembrance. This is what sometimes dadis used to share. You know, they used to do the guard work at night. Two hours everyone have to do. And that 2 hours, what they will do? Two of them. So So they will sit and talk, you know, how much you remember Baba today? How did you remember Baba today? So the one will say, I remembered Baba for 2 hours. So the other one will say, tomorrow I will remember Baba for 3 hours. And then I will come and share experience. It was not a competition unhealthy, but healthy competition. So this time from Madhuban, you take this homework. That I will remember Baba so much, that Baba remembers me. No, sometimes in Sakar Murli, you remember, Baba says, some children remember Baba so much that they disturb Baba's sleep. Shri Baba doesn't sleep, right? So what Baba meant, that Baba has to make an emergency landing in the body of Brahma to give them response. No, I remember one of the dadis with whom I stayed for a few years after coming to knowledge. She was sharing her experience, you know, in Karachi in olden days. So one night, of course, the light used to be off at 10 o'clock. And one night, she went to bed, but she couldn't sleep. Baba's remembrance was so intense, that she got up from the bed. And she was sitting outside on a chair, just lost in Baba's remembrance. At 12 o'clock or whatever time, suddenly Baba woke up. Brahma Baba was in his room. And he told his Brahmani, go and see in the yagya who is disturbing my sleep. Go and search the person. Of course, there are 300, 400 people. Who knows who? So Lachudadi took the torch light, went, and finally she saw this sister sitting there, you know, eyes closed, lost. So she just went and told Baba, this person. Baba said, bring her to me, you know. So she brought her to Baba. Baba did not talk. So that is when Shri Baba made the emergency landing. And Baba put her in front of him, gave powerful drishti, responded to her remembrance, and then she was taken back. So when my remembrance is so intense, automatically Baba also remembers. But in order to have such intense, troublesome remembrance, what I have to do? I have to really live in Baba's world. I have to really make sure I have all relationships and all attainments from one Baba. If there is any leakage, a little bit, you know, if you have extra love for somebody, that makes me not receive full love from Baba. I remember Jagdish Bhai used to say one beautiful sentence. He always used to tell us, don't love anyone more than you love Baba. Don't love anyone more than you love Baba. Otherwise, that person will be in between you and Baba. And then he also used to say, don't allow anyone to love you more than they love Baba. Otherwise, you will be in between Baba and them. So, just a being of love. So, automatically, it will be for everyone equal. So, then my intellect will not be pulled. So, I liked very much when Baba said, no, that if you don't connect with Baba, how can you get the power? It's with the connection you get the power, and the power allows you to move forward in life. No? So that is why it is very important, you know, when I say my Baba, I mean there is only one Baba and none other. So actually, when you have love for Baba, that love for Baba will extend as a love for all other souls. No, just like I was mentioning we get the feeling of Baba loves me because of acceptance and belonging, so others also get the feeling that I am accepted, I belong, so that brings the souls closer. So actually, there was a few words in the Murli yesterday, but more of experience. You know, practically, Baba was giving us the sustenance of what it means to be loved by God. So you, all other things is forgotten. Just the original, eternal form of the soul is seen. So it was a practical feeling that Baba was looking at the souls and talking to the souls. Now in Sakar Murlis, Murli begins with that spiritual father sits and speaks to the spiritual children. But here, without saying those words, Baba was practically reaching out to the souls, filling the souls with his love, unconditional, you know, unlimited and selfless love. So having been filled with so much love from Baba, so what is our task now? To share. Now that's what when Rich Mohan Bhai was asking Baba, you know, what we need to do in this big program that we are having. So Baba said, this is the experience we have to give, that, you know, everyone belongs to one father. You know, we all belong to one. That feeling of belongingness. Because when someone gets the feeling of belongingness, they feel safe. You know, they feel protected. So then there is no kind of fear. And that feeling of belonging, protection, security makes the feel stronger, makes the feel soul powerful. So I think this is the inspiration that we can take for us, for ourselves. Even though we are all making effort, even in effort also there are three types, no? Intense effort maker, medium effort maker and slow effort maker. So if I want to become front in numbers, I have to check my speed of effort. We are effort makers, there is no doubt. But according to the present time, our effort has to be intense. Our effort has to be fast. And in order to make that intense effort, fast effort, just to remember three things. No? One is, let me be constant in whatever I am doing. That will automatically make my effort faster. Even though we have come late, even though we have come recently, but we can still have the margin to go fast if I can keep this one word, constant. Whatever, whether it is service or dharana, whatever subject, if there is consistency, then intensity increases. And the second thing is, as Baba said, fast is fast. To be able to apply full stop in a second. The quicker I learn this art, the easier for me to understand the speed of my effort. If it takes more time, so that means my effort is of that nature. And the third one actually is to, as Baba said, ever ready, always to be ever ready, you know, for any sudden situations. It is not necessarily dying physically, anything. Whatever direction Baba gives, whatever happens to the body. You know, yesterday Baba was also talking about it. Nowadays so many Brahmins are getting older and then there is lot of physical karma to settle. So there is some physical ailments also. But Baba said even that crucifix can become a pinprick when there is that love for Baba and remembrance of Baba. So ever ready means ever ready for everything, for sudden. So even if we can underline these three aspects and check ourselves, I'm sure it will be easy for us to understand how to move faster, you know, in a short time. And of course, as Baba was saying yesterday, none of us feel that, you know, we are making effort on our own. It is with Baba's help, with Baba's blessings, you know, family blessings, that is helping us to move forward. Did any one of you raise your hand when Baba asked this question? Do you think you are making effort on your own? Nobody raised their hand. Because of course we cannot make it on our own. But of course one step of courage, we keep the courage, the step, then Baba's help will come automatically. That step has to be taken. Then the help comes from Baba. So the essence we can take back with us, of course the practical experience that we had while sitting in front of Baba, what it means to celebrate meeting. Now the word meeting itself is a word of happiness, isn't it? And so if I want to have the same kind of meeting at all times with Baba, so I need to immerse the feelings that I have had yesterday practically. You know, sometimes when yoga becomes a little bit dry, Baba says, open Brahmin storybook. Remember some of the wonderful experiences that you have had with Baba and begin to relive that experience. Then your meditation will get automatically okay. You know, it is nothing wrong. Even though it can be called as corporeal remembrance, but that will take you into the subtle, incorporeal slowly. So we begin to enjoy, you know, all the experiences that we have when we come to Madhuban, whether meeting Baba with the seniors or yoga bhatti or classes, whatever, anything that touches us. You know, sometimes when we feel difficulty in yoga, just immerse those scenes and bring those vibrations back to your life. Then you get a lift, and then you find from then onwards you can move forward very faster. So let us keep these moments and memories that we spent with Babdada last night constantly and enjoy the rest of the Brahmin life. Even though Baba belongs to everyone, he is my Baba. Not Brahma Kumari's Baba. Not just Shiv Baba, not just Bap Dada, but my Baba. So that feeling of mine gives me the right. So I feel that exclusive remembrance. Remember the scene they show in Bhagavat. You know, Gopi and Krishna dancing. Every Gopi was dancing with Krishna, but not any one of them were jealous. Everybody was feeling, Krishna belongs to me. So if Baba, then you feel that Baba gives you the maximum love. So it is both. I also and Baba also gives me love. So when there is that kind of intense, intimate relationship, then as Baba says, Maya cannot come. Maya only comes when there is a little margin. Then she will try to swallow. So there is no opportunity to Maya once I am lost. So let us spend the next half an hour in this quality of remembrance, being lost, merged in Baba's love. Baba and myself, no third person in between. So you can begin either by feeling of gratitude for Baba, or emerging Baba's beauty, or Baba's relationship, whatever you feel touched, and let it become that point from then to move towards Baba's light. ஓம் சாந்தி.